From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Is the third time a charm? Well, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse and others who reintroduced the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in the House recently certainly hope so. The Sunnyside Republican says he's feeling better this time about his chances.
You know, I'm an eternal optimist. You know, being a farmer, you have to be. But I'm also a realist. Even though we've seen good support in the House, the problem has always been in the Senate. And so we continue to work with senators to increase the sense of urgency in the Senate and make sure they understand how important this issue is. And I think we're making some progress.
It's clear, Newhouse says, those within the ag industry understand the need.
You know, the fact that we have had the support of over 300 different agricultural organizations around the country on both the producer side and the labor side on this legislation, I think senators are getting the message that this is something that needs to be addressed.
But Newhouse says it all begins in the House.
We reintroduced in the House the legislation as kind of a beginning point, knowing that the Senate is where I think a lot of the work has to happen. So we're doing all we can to help them begin the process so that we can get this done.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the reintroduction of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.